This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier is here, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Are you tired? Because
I am worn out today.
Yeah. Well, I was seeing some of the, you know, of course, Rachel and Arlene went out and did the trash to treasure, and they both brought back like carloads of stuff.
And probably for a great price.
You know, I was looking at the stickers, quarter, 10 cents. Anyway, huge. We'll do get the exact numbers here in a little, you know, probably next week. But needless to say, very big support.
Absolutely. And I say I'm exhausted. Well, I have no right to say that, because those volunteers and some of our staff, they worked endlessly. So I'll be excited next week. I kind of want to bring you the hours of the total of all the volunteer hours. And, you know, it's just incredible. Great event once again.
And again, it all the money goes to the Fairhope Memorial Fund,
correct?
Right? And what does that do, or who manages that?
So that's, you know, obviously that is how we use those funds to give back to our families. Mm-hmm. So when families come to us and they don't have a means to pay for hospice, or they don't have insurance, they don't have, you know, whatever normally we would bill for our services, and they don't have that, we take care of the cost. All that money in the memorial fund goes back to taking care of our patients and families.
Fantastic. Well, I want to kind of spend this segment just, you know, on the volunteers, because when I came out, we recorded for last Thursday, there were probably 30 volunteers. And that was the setup before the actual event.
Right.
And then, of course, the 2 days of the event. So I want to kind of just do a shout out to your volunteers as a group. And I know you've got a lot of volunteers that when we look at those hours, when we look at the things they do, it's not only a high value, but it's priceless to you know, what you accomplish.
It absolutely is. And, you know, when you really look at it, Medicare regulates us to use volunteers towards patient care, and we have to track that.
But it's like, what's the minimum? 5%.
Yes.
Yeah, 5%.
Right. So 5% of their hours, of all the volunteers' hours, have to go towards patient care. That means maybe sitting with a patient,
right.
You know, just the things that you would normally do for a patient. But when you look at the whole picture and all the things that those volunteers do, the hours that they spend, exactly like just on this trash to treasure,
mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you the pride and the appreciation that I have when I walk in there and see them.
One of the things I think is all volunteer is the desk duty at the Pickering House. Isn't
correct.
The front desk always a volunteer?
Right. So we have volunteers in there from 8 to 8, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Eight to eight.
That's 12 times 7. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's like, I don't know, 84 hours, something like that.
Yeah, and you think about, well, why do you have a volunteer sitting at the desk when you have reception and we have, you know, all of our staff there? But they're the first face that mm-hmm. those families see walking in.
Yeah.
They guide them. They show them where they're going. They comfort them. They give them information. So they're, you know, it's just, we couldn't get by without them.
That's a lot of hours right there
in terms
of service.
I know. And I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if you had to pay for somebody to sit there, that's a lot of money. That would not be going to the services you provide.
Right. So think about this. When COVID, you know, happened, we weren't allowing or having the volunteers come in. We just tried to keep that at a minimum.
Right.
But we still had families.
Right.
So we had to pay staff to sit there.
Yeah.
So you really notice what that expense is and how much the volunteers are saving us, allowing us to use that money towards families.
Volunteers are valuable and invaluable at the same
time. Absolutely.
Well, Kristen's looking at me. She's smiling. You're having a great week, I can tell.
Absolutely.
And again, we were talking about kind of a follow-up on trash to treasure, but I want to take this in whatever direction you want to go.
All right. You know, we always talk beforehand. All right. What's on the agenda for the week? What are
right.
we going to talk about next week? And you know, all I kept thinking about driving in and just how my week has gone is, you know, I want people to understand that there are a lot of hospices in this area.
There are, yes.
And people don't realize that. You know, Fairhope has been in this community for almost 40 years.
And all hospices are not Fairhope, and this is an important distinction.
I love that you say that, because you have the right to choose which hospice you want to take care of your family members. And so, you know, what we ask is that you think about what Fairhope has done and what we have been and what we have meant to this community. And really, our goal is only to serve our community and the surrounding communities, mm-hmm. and however we have to do that. And I really feel, you know, in my heart that we do the very best job there is. And the reason that is because our staff are invested, they're passionate, they're here because they've been, you know, Fairhope has touched their hearts. And so when you put that all together and you give that back to the patients and families, that's what's the that's the difference between Fairhope mm-hmm. and other hospices.
There is another, I think, distinction. Not all hospices are not-for-profit, and you are a not-for-profit organization.
Correct, we are.
I mean, this is an important distinction to me because it means all the fundraising we talk about, all the funding, 100% of it goes to taking care of the patients.
Absolutely.
It's not about making a profit.
No, it's not. It's about serving this community and the families that need us. And so, you know, I know it's confusing. And when you've had that diagnosis and you've had that discussion with your physician, you know, we're asking that you think about Fairhope. Mm-hmm. You think about your community. And we know our areas. We know who, you know, when you think about our staffing and we look at all the areas that we service, which is seven counties, an hour from the Pickering House here
right.
in Lancaster.
Everywhere in Wolf Country and beyond.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We have that broken out into territories. So we have a nurse, a social worker, and an aide, and a chaplain. That's their territory. Mm-hmm. They know the area. They know the people. They're familiar with it. That really says a lot when you are at home, you need mm-hmm. the nurse, that we know you get continuity of care, and that's really important.
Yeah, and they know their area. They know the people. It's an important distinction.
It sure is.
All right, we're going to come back again one more time. Kristen Glazier, and let's give your information, 740-654-7077. Or if you're still where there's long distance, 800-994-7077. Or you can go to their website, fairhopehospice.org. Kristen Glazier is the CEO of Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. She's sitting here relaxing, drinking some coffee, just having a nice day.
Absolutely. And, because of you, Mark.
And we're celebrating life. Ah, that's not because of me.
No, it's a good
story. It's because of that cadre of volunteers and that great staff, that team you've put together.
Yeah, it really is.
By the way, we didn't shout out to Twyla Summers, but boy, did she put in some hours, too.
Oh, my gosh. Twyla, poor thing. I saw her on Saturday morning, and she was sitting on the bench there. I said, "You okay?" She said, "I am. I just don't know if I can stand up right now." So she just works her fingers to the bone, directing those volunteers, getting all that coverage.
That's okay. There were several comfortable chairs donated, I think, you know, nice dining room table chairs. And, you know, so she probably had a place to sit.
She did, but she had to keep moving because everything sold out from under her.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, you talk about all that stuff, and by the end of Saturday, it's pretty much gone.
Oh, I know.
So we were talking about, you have a choice. And mm-hmm. that's an important thing. That, you know, we all want choice. We all want to know that when we're picking the best. Because if there isn't any kind of choice, how do you know it's the best? This way, we know Fairhope is the best.
Right. Competition is good. You know, I'm a high school athlete, and you always have competition. And
you didn't just get a trophy for showing up?
I did not. But, you know, you need competition. It makes you better. And mm-hmm. so, and that's what we recognize. The other thing we recognize is that we're homegrown. Our staff are from this area. Our office is here. We service the area that's close to us because that's very important to us that we're attentive.
You realize that the Pickering House has now been serving our area for over 15 years?
I know. I don't know that other people realize that.
Yeah. I remember when it was under construction. I remember doing a remote there for the kind of the ribbon cutting. And then it took another few weeks before the state gave all the
right.
final approvals. But ever since then, 24/7, that building has never closed.
I know.
I know. Think about that. Continuous operation for 15 years.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing when you think about it. And, you know, for our community to have that gem right there on 282 Sells Road mm-hmm. is really unheard of. It's rare in this area at all to have any kind of an inpatient hospice mm-hmm. unit.
And that is something that makes another one of those factors that makes Fairhope unique and above and beyond.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. We got about 30 seconds. What
okay.
would you like to close with?
You know, I just want people to know that they do have a choice. You know, ask for your community hospice, mm-hmm. Fair Hope. Ask for that when you see your doctor, when you're in the hospital, when you're making a phone call to us. Mm-hmm. Just ask for your community hospice.
If you just say, I want Fair Hope, that covers it. That covers it right then and
that
there.
That covers it.
And Fair Hope, by the way, if you're not familiar, Fair Hope is Fairfield Hocking Perry.
Right.
H-O-P-E.
Right.
Fairfield Hocking Perry. And beyond, because you go into Athens, you go into Pickaway, you go into Licking.
Licking County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, out of time for this week.
Okay.
Take a breather, relax, because there's something big on the horizon.
There's always something on the horizon.
All right, thank you, Kristen.
Thanks, Mark.
Again, it's Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Their number 740-654-7077.